It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. According to eyewitnesses, it was a gunman on a motorcycle who may have altered the history of Pakistan today. According to witnesses, that gunman approached former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto as she was getting into a car to leave a campaign rally. He fired shots. He then detonated a bomb, blew himself up, killed a number of people. Bhutto was taken to the hospital and died of gunshot wounds. We're getting responses from around the world today, and that includes a response in the last few minutes from President Bush. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. And Don, what is the president saying?
We just have a brief statement from the president. He's at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. He's not in Washington. He got word of the attack, of the assassination early this morning and was briefed on it early. Just again, moments ago, he stood before reporters at his ranch. He said, this is a quote, "The United States strongly condemns this cowardly act by murderous extremists who are trying to undermine Pakistan's democracy." He goes on to say, Steve, those who committed this crime must be brought to justice. So that's a portion of a brief statement from the president just this morning, just a bit ago.
Now, we're going to talk in this part of the program about what this means for the United States and the United States' attitude toward Pakistan and toward Benazir Bhutto. And, Don, I want to begin with you on that subject because here's an administration that favored democracy but also supported a military ruler in Pakistan. What was their attitude toward Bhutto, the opposition leader, or one of them?
Well, I can tell you that that President Bush and Benazir Bhutto never met. As far as we know, they never had a conversation. Again, it was very complicated. After 9/11, the White House, this president, as part of its war on terror, reached out to President Musharraf in Pakistan. Even though he was a military leader, they saw him as someone critical to going after Al-Qaeda and Islamic extremists and the Taliban. And they really saw Pakistan as a critical part of the world in that fight. And they have often praised Musharraf for agreeing to work with the U.S. and becoming an ally in the U.S. at great risk to himself. So it was that very strong relationship and the difficult politics within Afghanistan or within Pakistan that meant that the president had to kind of keep Benazir Bhutto at arm's length and couldn't really have a relationship with her, given her relationship with the Pakistani government.
Okay, Don Gagne, NPR White House correspondent. Stay with us. I want to enlarge on this subject by bringing in Teresita Schaefer. She's an ambassador, was a U.S. ambassador to Sri Lanka and a deputy assistant secretary of state for South Asia, which includes Pakistan. She is now head of the South Asia program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome to the program, Ambassador.
Thank you very much.
Can you describe how it was that the United States was attempting to, and I don't mean this in a pejorative sense, but attempting to use Benazir Bhutto as she had discussions with Pervez Musharraf and tried to figure out some way to get back into power?
Yeah, the United States certainly, as Don Gagne said, gave priority to its relationship with Musharraf, and substantively it gave priority to the management of Pakistan-Afghanistan relations, the support for anti-terrorism operations. And frankly, the democracy agenda took a back seat in Pakistan. At some point, and I'm not quite sure when exactly, but late 2006 perhaps, the U.S., saying that elections were going to have to happen in late 2007 or early 2008, started looking around for a way to create some kind of a soft landing, a way to anchor Musharraf to a non-religious party ally, and thereby reduce his de facto dependence on the religious parties. And I think that was the context in which the U.S. got interested in this idea of a deal with Benazir. The Musharraf's people had been talking to Benazir's people by that time for at least 2 or 3 years. So I suspect they probably brought the United States into the picture, hoping that this would make it a more attractive offer from her point of view.
Well, now, what does this do to the United States, which was trying to find some way to make Musharraf more palatable, and now they've lost the instrument for that?
I think that's you've got it exactly right. They certainly still look on Musharraf as their important ally in Pakistan, but the means for a soft landing aren't available, and what's perhaps more important is that Musharraf has been in political trouble since last March, since he tried to fire the Chief Justice. He regained the initiative by basically reaching for autocratic means in September, October, with the abortive return of Nawaz Sharif, and then with the return of Benazir Bhutto. The emergency that was in effect for about 6 weeks starting in early November was one example of this. But clearly Musharraf, who was a reasonably popular leader as those things go, until last March, has become quite unpopular. And so there are lots of questions about what would have happened if a free and fair election had taken place. A lot of people felt that the election was shaping up to be anything but free and fair.
Already, when we've had conversations with people in South Asia, we've heard questions about whether the elections will even go forward. We know that Bhutto is dead. We know we have reports of violence, hard to say how great, but certainly widespread, tires being burned, buildings being attacked, police being attacked in various parts of Pakistan, which leads to this question, Ambassador, which I suppose policymakers must ask. As you look at this situation, over the next few days, what's the worst-case scenario that Americans have to be prepared for?
Well, that's a little bit hard to define, but I think that Americans need to worry about either a massive crackdown, which leaves the army in sole charge, or basically a situation in which Musharraf continues to hang on but basically isn't able to keep order well enough to move towards some kind of an electoral process that will create a more legitimate government. In general, I think that the political leaders that are around in the PPP and the Muslim League, actually there are some fairly decent people. On the PPP side, there isn't any heir apparent, however. And so the big question is going to be who winds up on top in a situation where she's not around and there's no relative of hers who's in a position to inherit what had been largely a family possession.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is still with us. And Don, even before the assassination, did you get a sense in your conversations with and listening to administration officials that they felt that they knew what they wanted to do as the situation in Pakistan became more and more complicated?
No, you got a sense that they were riding a wave and that they were making the best choices that they could. The state of emergency caught them by surprise. They reacted with strong criticism, but again, didn't and couldn't condemn President Musharraf at that point, all the while trying to work these delicate negotiations on the side to bring some sort of reconciliation. But you always got the sense that they were aware that this was very volatile, very difficult, even before this turn that it has taken now.
And Ambassador Schaefer, is there any chance, very briefly, any chance that the people of Pakistan could take this situation further out of control with mass demonstrations or violence?
Yes, there is. And that's, in a sense, already started. Musharraf's government had been responding to that by locking people up, but I think that things are already well underway. That's not necessarily a catastrophe, in the sense that this could be the trigger for some kind of political change that would lead to a real election.
Okay.
But probably with the army as the agent of change.
Ambassador Teresita Schaefer, thank you very much for your insights this morning.
Okay.
And NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thank you.
You're welcome.
And again, the news from Pakistan is that former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and opposition leader Benazir Bhutto has been assassinated today. We'll bring you more as we learn more.